The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 1, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on June 5th, 2010, in Bon Asewi, Mauritius.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 1. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Shuka Uvacha Nanda Pati Vacha Sharir
Nanda Pati Vacha Sharir
Namasheti Vachintayam
Namasheti Vachintayam
Haring Jagama Sharanam
Haringjagama Sharanam
Utpata Gama Shankita
Utpata Gama Shankita
Shri Shuka Uvacha Nanda Pati Vacha Sharir
Nanda Pati Vacha Sharir
Namrishyeti Vachintayam
Harin
Jagama Sharanam Utpata Gama Shankita. Translation and support by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, while Nanda Maharaj was on the way home, he considered that what Vasudeva had said could not be false or useless. There must have been some danger of disturbances in Gokula. As Nanda Maharaj thought about the danger for his beautiful son Krishna, he was afraid and he took shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Controller." Purport. Whenever there is some danger, the pure devotee thinks of the protection and shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also advised in Bhagavad Gita 9:33. Anityam masukam lokam mimang prapya bhajasvamam. In this material world, there is danger at every step, padang padang yadvapatam. Therefore, a devotee has no other course than to take the shelter of the Lord at every step. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Badakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sajaitam Zavadutam Vrijanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana. Kanchana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So it would be nice if there wasn't any danger. Wouldn't it be nice? But there is danger, and that's not nice. Nothing we can do about it. We'd like to stop the danger, wouldn't we, this material world? If we could just flip a switch, turn off the danger switch, you see, get rid of all the danger, that'd be great. But that's not going to happen. The law of this material world is it is a dangerous place, and that will always remain the place. So, is that danger a bad thing, or is it a good thing? Actually, that danger is very good. That forces us to take shelter of Krishna, and is the best thing, actually. This danger of this material existence is a blessing, actually. We think, oh no, horrible. But actually, it is a great blessing. What is the proof? Kunti Devi. Tipada shantitasya tatra tatra jagad garo. Pavanam darshanam yat syat apunabharva darshanam. My dear Lord Krishna, please give me more danger, more danger, more danger. Because whenever I face this dangerous situation, I have nothing to do except take shelter of you. When I take shelter of you, I become free of all danger immediately. So instead of being afraid of danger, we should welcome danger. You see? Thank you, Krishna. Thank you for blessing me with this dangerous condition. And what is the ultimate danger? Death. In any moment we can die. In any minute, you see. I mean, I could die right now giving this class. I don't know. I could have a heart attack and just drop dead right here on the spot. It'd be a great place to die, actually, in the middle of a Bhagavatam class. But everywhere we go, on the highway, there's constant danger of a head-on collision, being killed. You get on an airplane, you think, oh, there might be a terrorist on here blowing, they're going to blow it up. I mean, you never know what's going to happen, you see. But the fact is that each and every one of us must die. That is the thing. We must leave our bodies. So instead of trying to pretend it's not going to happen, which is what everybody does in this material world, well, it's not going to happen to me, you know. Ahani ahani bhutani ganshanti ayamalayam shesha stavar michchami kim mashayam atahaparam. You know that shloka? Yeah. That was the answer that Yudhishthira Maharaj gave to Yamaraj. Yamaraj says, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? And Maharaj Yudhishthira answered like that. He said, at every moment, countless numbers of living entities are being dragged, yamalayam, yes, to the abode of Yamaraj. Ahani ahani bhutani ganshantiya yamalayam. Ganshantiya, there you're going, you see. Countless numbers of living entities are being dragged to the court of Yamaraj at every minute, but those who are remaining, they're thinking, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Kim mashchaya mataha param. There's nothing more amazing than this, you see. It's the most amazing thing. That each one of us is dreaming, well, everybody else, but it won't happen to me, you see. I'm somehow immune. But are we actually immune? No, we're not. At any minute, you can be dragged in that body. That is our position. So we have to learn from the great acharyas, Mahajano Yena Gatastapanta We have to learn from the great acharyas how to take shelter of Krishna. And as soon as you do that, the danger is gone. Danger is finished. Because behind all of danger of this material existence, you see, there is Krishna, the all-benevolent Lord, who is constantly blessing his devotees at every minute. One who takes complete shelter of Krishna in every time, every place, every situation, never faces danger because he sees the benevolent arrangement of Krishna in every second, in every situation. He's never separated from Krishna. He's always safe and secure, the lotus feet of the Lord. Is this wonderful verse? Prabhupada is giving the final line. Samashvataye palapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murari bhavam buddhir vatsa parang parang padam 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 yadvipatam natesham. Talk about beautiful poetry. I mean, Shakespeare can't compete with Vyasadeva. I mean, it's incredible, beautiful poetry. Samashvataye palapallava plavam Mahat padam punya jasho murare bhavam buddhir vatsa param padam 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 mutam yad mutam nate sham. Really sweet poetry. From one who has taken shelter of the boat at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation, and who is has well reputed for being the annihilator of that rascal demon whose name is Muda. This vast, dangerous, insurmountable ocean of material existence becomes reduced down to the amount of water contained in what? Vatsapadam, the hoof print of a calf. You see, the destination of such devotees is the Vaikuntha realm, Padam Padam, Goloka Vrindavan. Not that place where there is danger at every step. You see. So for the devotee, the dangers are there, but they are insignificant. They are that is the danger, you see. You can put them in the palm of your hand. All the dangers of material existence are just that one little insignificant palm full of water, that's all. For the devotee, he can take those dangers and he can go, throw them, you see. So, what is our problem, Prabhus and Matajis? Our problem is we are still trying to enjoy this material world. We are still trying to be the enjoyers of this material world, therefore we are scared. We don't want to admit it, of course, but actually we're frightened. We're in a frightened position. We're not abhai, we're bhai. Fearful. So how do we get from the fearful position to the fearless position? This is the process known as Krishna consciousness. How to make that transition from the state of fear to the state of fearlessness. So Lord Chaitanya has come dancing and singing to bless us with this fearlessness of pure bhakti, Krishna bhakti. In other words, take that propensity to enjoy, instead of directing it to the senses, direct it to the master of the senses. Instead of to Vishik, direct it to Vishukesha. You see, that one simple adjustment of directing the enjoying, you don't, the enjoyment principle doesn't, is not given up. It's not given up. But take that enjoyment principle, and instead of directing it to Rishik, the senses, they direct it to Rishikesha, the master of the senses. And then guess what happens? Well, there's another name for Rishikesha. He's also known as Govinda. So as soon as you take the tendency to enjoy and you direct it to Rishikesha or to Govinda, then he gives it back. So you don't lose the enjoyment. Instead of getting enjoyment mixed with fear of the dangers of material existence, you get pure enjoyment. Fear, absolutely pure, fearless enjoyment. You see. And that's the result. Prabhupada was on a morning walk with Bhavananda Prabhu, my godbrother in Mayapur. He said, "So, Bhavananda, do you know what is the name?" He said, "It's not Bhavananda, it's Bhavananda." He said, "Bhavananda means one who enjoys this material world by preaching." So, how does the devotee enjoy this material world by preaching? He wants to offer this whole world to Krishna, you see. Nikarmi, he wants to enjoy this material world for himself. Whatever he sees, he thinks, how can I enjoy that? How can I enjoy that woman? How can I enjoy that money? How can I enjoy that sense enjoyment, you see? That is the karmi's vision. How can I enjoy that, you see? It's like the dog, you see, everywhere he's sniffing. You see? Is there something I can enjoy here? You see, karmi is like a dog, a sniffing dog, looking everywhere. What can I enjoy? What can I enjoy? You see? But the devotee's vision is just the opposite. How can I offer this to Krishna? You see, there's a beautiful flower, how can I offer it to Krishna? Prabhupada told the Brahmacharis at 22nd Avenue. He said, collect all the beautiful girls and give them to Krishna. He said, Krishna will dance rasa dance with them. So the idea is, offer everything to Krishna. The money, the women, the whole world, you see. Everything should be offered to Krishna. And then, devotees naturally enjoy, because when Krishna is satisfied, Krishna is compared to what? Mula, the root. When you water the root, then all the leaves and branches are nourished. Are we not, some of them, are not each and every one of us a leaf or a branch on that, you know, existential tree of which Krishna is the root? Yes. We're all simply the leaves and branches and twigs and little teeny leaves, you see, on that existential tree of which Krishna is the root. So all we have to do to become fearless, all we have to do to escape the dangerous conditions of this material existence is keep watering the root. Don't try to take the water for yourself. Give everything to Krishna. Sarvadharman paritraja. Everything give to Krishna. Don't take anything for yourself. Every thought, every word, every deed, and every time, every place, and every situation, make that for Krishna's pleasure. Kick out the tendency to be the separate enjoyer. Simply give all happiness to Krishna in every situation, by everything you do. This is our philosophy. This is our technique. This is our science. This is the universal process which goes beyond this religion and that religion. This is the universal process for every living entity reconnecting with the source of his existence, Krishna, or God. So anyway, I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes, Prabhu?
If we're talking about the danger and we take shelter to Krishna, and then the danger will shrink or go away, but isn't there a danger then that we separate from Krishna when there is no more danger?
Is there a danger of
separating from Krishna when the danger is gone? How can we remain?
If things go well,
yeah,
it's like they say, Yeah, but when the danger goes away, we think, well, now I'm in God again. I'm in control. Just like the example of the gentleman in San Francisco walking along with his attaché case and his pinstripe suit and his wingtip shoes. When the earthquake came, he was down on his hands and knees begging God to protect him. As soon as the quake went away, he pushed off his pants. He got up. He looked around to make sure nobody had seen him. And walked on his way. Yes, I am God. And that's what you're asking about. Yeah. Well, this is why we have to hear. This is why we have to hear continually. Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam. We have to serve the pure devotees. We have to hear from the Bhagavatam. Because by this process of serving and hearing constantly, you see, that will keep us on the track. But as you're saying, there's the danger. As soon as the danger appears, actually, the danger is always present, but sometimes it appears to have gone away. Sometimes we think, oh, the danger is gone now. Whew. The danger is gone. Now I can be the enjoyer again. You see. But actually, that's an illusion. The danger is always present. There's an old saying from the old days in America when the pioneers were going west and the Red Indians were hiding behind every ridge, getting ready to come over with their flaming arrows, you know, and kill all the settlers. There used to be a saying, when you can't see the Indians, that's when you have to worry. When you know where they are, at least you know what you're dealing with. When you can't see them, at any minute they come, you know, surround your wagon chain and scalp everybody, and they'd be all over you. Those Merida Indians didn't want the white settlers. Actually, the Europeans came and they stole North America from the Red Indians. They stole the whole place. And they say, oh, here's your reservation. They give them a little place, a little piece of useless land, you see. And they claim, this is our land, you know. This is American territory. Where's your passport? These are thieves from Europe who came to steal the land from the Red Indians. And they're claiming this is our territory now. It's like the thieves, you know, they get together after robbing the bank on the outside of the town in their hideout, you know. Okay, now let's divide this money morally, you know. So anyway, when you forget that this world is a dangerous place, you see, then you should start worrying. I'm thinking, you know, now everything's great, I'm young, I got a good job, I'm making money, I got a beautiful wife, I got some nice kids, I've got a nice house, I got a nice car, and wow, I'm really enjoying. That's when you gotta say, okay, time to press the alarm button and get the sirens running here. Because as soon as you forget this is a dangerous place, then you better turn on the alarm. You know, that's when you better turn on the alarm. So we have to, therefore we have to continually hear, you see. We have to associate with devotees, we have to hear from senior devotees who are reminding us. We have to read Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada is constantly reminding us. And in this way we can, you know, keep the alarm system armed. Don't disarm your alarm system. Thinking, well, now there's no more thievery problem here in Mauritius, we can just, you know, turn off our alarm system. We were just in one house in South Africa. They're there, it's brilliant. There was a little thing in the room. Every time I would move, a little red light would come on. And what is that thing over there? Is this some security camera? They're watching everything I do. I realized it was a motion detector. Every room in the house had a motion detector. Even if you move your hand, you know, little thing goes off. So they were keeping their understanding the danger of South Africa. They were keeping their leaving them during the day, you know, and keeping the alarm system activated. Every time I just move, it goes zhoop. So in this way, we have to always keep our alarm systems activated, realizing, hey, in any minute, death, this life can be over. In other words, live each day as if it was going to be your last day on this planet. If this was my very last day on the planet, How would I think? How would I speak? How would I act? You see, would I be rude to that devotee? Would I be respectful to that devotee? You see? I knew this was my last day, you know. Yeah, somehow I'm being dragged away at the end of the day. This is my last day on the planet. You see? Why the last day? This could be the last second that I'm going to be on this planet. And many, I could be dragged instantly. You see? So we have to always be in that mood of seeing this world as a dangerous place, seeing it also as the greatest of all opportunities for reconnecting with Krishna, with God, by offering it in the service of Him. So in this way, we must always be vigilant and never become negligent. Any other questions? That's it? Okay. One more question. You may have to repeat it for me.
You're setting the standard very high.
You have set the standard very high.
Yes. Aim for the stars and at least you'll clear the fence. Someone thinks, well, you know, if I can just make a 70 on this exam, I know I'll pass. So I'm just going to study. You know, I'm not going to work that hard. I'm just going to study for making a 70 on the exam. I'm just going to read, you know, 70% of the material, and I'm not going to study all the material because all I need is a 70% grade to pass. So I'm just going to take it easy, you know. I'm not going to do all the assignments. I'm just going to do 70% of them. But guess what? I mean, if you hit 16, you shoot for 70%, you may get 69. So if we don't shoot for the highest thing, I mean, let's admit it, it'd be difficult for us to come to the highest level. Let's admit it. You know, we're being dragged by our senses at every minute. You know, we're a bunch of go-dasas and go-dasis, you know. That's the reality. So, should we strive for pure bhakti or not? Well, if I strive for pure bhakti, I'd certainly be discouraged. So, better just strive for karma mishra bhakti and depend on Lord Chaitanya's mercy. We could say that. But, Prabhupada ordered me to strive for pure devotion. What can I say? He wrote me a letter. He said, now, you just... Thank you, Prabhupada. I'm singing definitely. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, writing me that wonderful letter. He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. Prabhupada ordered me to strive for pure bhakti. So what can I say? Was I some special devotee, some big leader? No, I just did rank and file par worshiper. Prabhupada told me so that means I was washing those pots. I should think, let me wash them so clean, you know, that Krishna will reveal himself to me in this pot washing activity, you see. So, all I can say is Prabhupada trained me to strive for pure bhakti, so I'm just passing it on, that's all. In fact, I just gave an 8 hours worth of seminar in Johannesburg. 8 hours simply talking about pure devotional service. And devotees like it. That's what I focus on. I give seminars on pure devotional service all over the world. Devotees love it. My seminars are very much appreciated. Because that's the whole essence of what we're doing here. We're striving for pure devotional service. And actually, to do our duty, we need to come to that standard. Prabhupada told us that we should... He told us in Los Angeles, he told his disciples, he said, now you become guru and deliver the world. That's the order he gave his disciples. So how can we do that if we don't become pure devotees? It's not possible. If we remain impure, then all our energy will go into what? Fighting with each other. You see? Internal fighting and squabbles. That will be the result if we don't become pure. And we're seeing. Because we're holding on to our narjas, if we're fighting with each other, arguing about this, arguing about that. So many devotees putting things on, and so many former ISKCON members, you know, bombarding the internet with anti-ISKCON garbage. Why is all this going on? Because devotees are not focusing on becoming a pure devotee. They still want to remain enjoying But Prabhupada wanted us to kick out this enjoyment. That's how we become actually happy. To the extent that we hold on to this enjoying spirit, to that extent, what do? Suffer. To the extent we kick out the enjoying mood, to that, then we actually enjoy. So, all I'm really trying to do is give you the tools you need to enjoy unlimitedly. I hope you don't mind. Hope you don't feel I'm stepping on your toes or something, saying you got to give up your anarthas. No, I'm trying to bless you with unlimited enjoyment. I'm just trying to pass on what Prabhupada gave me. That's all. Prabhupada gave me the tools how to enjoy unlimitedly. So what can I say? I can die at any minute. Whatever I've gotten from Prabhupada is my duty to pass it on purely. That's all. So in this way, just like somebody's going out for the Olympics, they strive for the gold medal, don't they? They work very hard. They may not get it. Only a few actually get the gold medal. But they all become very intensely focused and very expert in their sport. Because they're all striving for that gold medal. Even if they don't get it, still they become very, very expert in their whatever they're competing in. So we should all strive for that pure devotional service. And Bhagavatam says, what is that verse? Ahaitakiya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. Unless you come to the standard of pure bhakti, you cannot be fully satisfied. That's the thing. He said that devotional service must be free of material motives and it must be 24/7. Ahaitakiya pratiyata. Otherwise you will not be satisfied, Bhagavatam says. So, I'm just trying to give you what you need to be completely blissful 24 hours a day. Is that okay? Any other questions?
What if we are cheated by the people of
What happens if you are being cheated by the people who are around?
That is, if you are
being cheated.
If you are being cheated, then that should remind you that this is not your actual home. You see, who wants to? Do you like to be cheated? No. So, if you're being cheated, that should remind you, I am currently in an unnatural atmosphere. This is not my natural habitat. My natural habitat is that place where there is no cheating. So, therefore, you should focus your energies on getting out of this place where there is cheating at every step. That is your original home, the God and the spiritual sky. You should focus your energies to get out of this cheating place. No one wants to be cheated. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, this is simply the cheaters and cheated loka. You see? The abode of the cheaters and the cheated. So get out of this nasty cheating place. Chant Hare Krishna. Qualify yourself to go back to Godhead. That is intelligent. Can we stop the cheating here? Well, to some extent, to the extent that we can, that ISKCON can actually take the leadership role on this planet, to the extent that ISKCON can clean its own house, and to the extent that by coming to the standard of pure bhakti, and to the extent that we can actually expand the influence of this movement, to that extent, the cheating will be diminished on this planet. So, on the one hand, you should strive to go back to that place where there's no cheating. On the other hand, we should make this also a place of Krishna consciousness. A place where cheating becomes insignificant and reduced almost to nil by the wide-scale propagation of Krishna consciousness. Because people cheat because they're trying to enjoy, but actually who are they cheating? They're only cheating themselves. Because the more you are a cheater, the more you cheat yourself of happiness. But that person who is free of cheating propensity, who simply gives loving service to Krishna and to every single living entity, that person is completely happy. So we replay the cheaters with love. Of course, we have to be intelligent not to be cheated by them. Because we see this is the property of Krishna. If they are stealing the property of Krishna for sense enjoyment, that is not a good thing. We have to protect the property of Krishna. It is not being usurped by the cheaters. It's like that Mr. Bogart in New York City. He took $5,000 from the boys at 26 Second Avenue for a so-called real estate deal. It was just cheating. So Prabhupada had to get that $5,000 back. He did, he got it back. He didn't let that man cheat us. So it's Krishna's money. You cannot cheat us. Prabhupada got that money back. The boys didn't know how to do it, but Prabhupada did it. He got the money back. So any other questions? Everyone satisfied now? Ready to kick out all cheating, all tendency to enjoy, strive for pure bhakti, taste the bliss 24 hours a day, everyone's ready, and taste unlimited nectar by diving into the ocean of pure devotional service. Jai, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.